Begin the Karan Dav, and the Sefta Zivam is Dabnon Ches, begin the Malv, begin the Ches Mazda, begin the Gur, with the Gemara, the Hanit Tanoi, that regarding this dispute, if there's Chubb Lepsulis or not, that's Machalik Tanoim, between Tanagam, Rishul, Benosh, Rishul, and Rilika, which Taisis had already explained previously that Mishnah told about Babas Koyin, because in regards to Babas Yisrael Besula, according to everyone, she would not eat Truma. So therefore, this price is also Truma Bas Koyin, so Taisis explains. So here also, the Machalik is the Tanagam, so the Tanagam holds, Oichlis Mishaloi, she eats from his stuff, and Oichlis Mishaloi, she eats from Truma. And that is because the in Chuppah place lost the Malach Truma, because Chuppah of the psul invalid chuppah does not invalidate from eating truma as she is as a bas koin. The reason for that is because he obviously holds the in chuppah the psulis. There is no chuppah to be koin for psulis to invalidate her. But Rishmol so he holds the yesh chuppah that there is chuppah for psulis and therefore she's married and therefore she is like halal and therefore she cannot eat. So Tais explains, he says, because the kama, this is the Bryce says koshim bialsa machilasa, wherever it is that her bia does not feed her. So then chuppah nami. The chuppah also invalidates her from truma. What it's telling us is afal hi bas koyin, which she ate up until now. That's what we're saying that it's going to invalidate her because the bas yisrael kamar the chuppah mechalasa. Because if you think it's talking about by bas yisrael that the chuppah is not feeding her, so b'halav b'polik tana kama that the tana kama would not disagree regarding that. He would also agree that she doesn't eat. Lefimash perashti according to what I explained in the masnitin ayin b'bas koyin. The mishnah only talking about bas koyin. Now, according to what Rashi explains, the Bavas Yisrael, now we believe that they disagree regarding Bavas Yisrael, that actually, will she be allowed to start eating with this Kedushin, that's Psula, that the Ochle Rebbe Lazar Shimon, that actually, according to Elizabeth Shimon, she actually could start eating Bagoz Azman when it reaches the time of marriage, and they didn't get married yet, Afili Psula, even if she is invalid to the Kayin. So if you say that, then it's possible to explain Rabbi Shmuel when he says chuppah machilasa in a very simple way. Tanakhama holds that the Bas Yisrael, she could eat when she was nechnasa l'chuppah v'le'nibla when she was a grusha. That was according to, even according to Mishnah Achrayim, Rabbi Shmuel holds that she could not eat because she doesn't have to be a basula. Now, according to this, there's a difficulty. How do we see Rabbi Shmuel that it's chuppah for basulas? Regarding that we consider a bia to invalidate her from eating, could be that there's no chuppah psulas. What she doesn't eat is because, was like Mishnah Achrayna, because up until she does not come to the chuppah, she cannot eat. And here with chuppah psula, he holds there's no chuppah that's koin at all, and therefore she doesn't eat. So Tais explains. Yesh lefarash kan, but you have to explain to me according to Rashi, it should be doctic, that he's, the analysis of the words of Rabbi Shmuel is, min makshina and chuppah lebia. The fact that we're comparing, his words are comparing chuppah to bia. Sounds like we said that whatever the bia feeds, the chuppah would also, it sounds like they're going to be small, that just like bia invalidates, so the chuppah is invalidating, and therefore that you see he holds the yesh chuppah lebsulis. And this is kedepirish b'kunj, like Rashi explains, that the proof is not from the actual halacha of b'shmol, rather it's from the mashma, sha'isa chuppah kebia. It just sounds like that the chuppah is like bia, and so therefore, that also by bas koyin, that she has this psula when it's a situation of invalidation and that she has chuppah, it's like bia that she becomes invalid from eating truma because of yesh chuppah le psulis. From the fact that Rishmol holds yesh chuppah, obviously Tanakh Mitzvah holds in chuppah, and that's the machlokes tanoim that we have regarding if this chuppah le psulis or not. And it has been beginning to say l'tanakama kibin in chuppah le psulis since no chuppah le psulis is a ma'arichus mishaloi. So why does she eat from his stuff? But your tamach chuppah doesn't do anything. So I understand why she could eat truma, bas koyin, up until what happened. There's nothing to validate, but why, how could she eat from his stuff? Because somebody you can say is, l'gorcha magoiz mama, because of truma. But still, the chuppah is not any less than the halacha when they reach the time when they're supposed to get married and she eats from truma, given the nechtas to the chuppah, because since she came to the chuppah, which is the lekel mechash the mezikas kais of a simple point. When you don't have to be concerned with the whole reasons why we said the Mishnah Chayin and why you can't have until chuppah, which is because he might pour the cup and you might give it to her siblings or a simple point because they already had chuppah. So because that's no, it's not any less than the higizmana, and that's why she can eat from his stuff. Then since we're going to say that kati psula is my ilchas mishloi, why in this case of psulis do they eat from his own stuff? But there's a different problem. Ba'amid v'hoitzei koi, like the terminology of the Gemara that she has to be sent out because she's psulas. Because obviously, I think she's going to get fed, like we learn later in the payment out. So it says if Shlomo, you can say he's right. Let's talk about it. It's actually there's different halachas for different of the cases. There's oichlis mishaloi is only on la'achar misa after his death. Then there's no more amid v'hoitze. He's not alive anymore. Then she would have to get fed from the estate. And v'oichlis b'truma, that's mechaim, like we said, because she does not become invalidated from the kedushin that she has with him, and that she could continue eating truma. Next test about the beginning of the Gemara, that we make her swear that she was not mezana, also at the shemeres yavim, and when he consummated the relationship with the shemeres yavim. Says to Israel, to be beginning to say, hey, Masnas knows the Yavama, how is he making a stipulation regarding her knows that she did when she was the Yavama? Meaning, once you're doing it now, let's get in everything from the beginning of this relationship. On Snabba, the mission teacher said, W. Chazam and Bey is called Shilu Tibol, Blitea Sulai. Any situation, had she done this B, it would not make her forbidden to him. Lohay Masnima, he cannot make such a stipulation for her to swear about. A Shemeres Yavam that's Mizana is permitted afterwards to the Yavam. So how could the whole Seita procedure has no application with that? So how can you make a swear regarding that? There's so much you can say is the Hakadam Nasa, no, it would be forbidden. Could Rav Nun and the Shemeres Yavam Shizan says really Yavama? Like Rav Nun, who holds it, actually Shemeres Yavam that's Mizana is forbidden to Yavam. And that's what we're going like. I'm affectionate to say to the second break and say to the Vitres, Ahmed Bays, Maisim Nasiatlu of Nun. The Gemara actually wants to bring proof from this to Rav Nun. But look, the Gemara rejects and says, Oh, man, Rabbi Kiva, you know, you can say he's going like Rabbi Kiva. No, but then he says, Inkadush does Mechiv Lavin. Inkadush does not take effect by Mechiv Lavin. And therefore, she's forbidden on the man. According to Abundance, Mechiv Lavin, to Kadush with Typhus, who said that by Yavama, Kadush will not be Typhus. This is what I'm going to say. And you say, how can you learn all these different shvuas from one extra amen? We say it says amen two times. Oh, extra amen. Amen Allah Alish has to say amen on the curse, amen on the oath, amen in Mejeh, amen in Mejeh Acher. And yes, that she didn't mazana from this man, from a different man, but it was from the sewer, engaged in marriage, Bishma Asiyah, but Kedusa. So just if there's something you can say is the Chad Amen Koya, come on, the Chad Parshah. One of the amens is going whatever's written there in the Parshah. Now, all of the shvuk is behind you. Allah and the shvuk is written explicitly. So, of course, Amen's going on that. Chemesh Acher from another man looks like it's in the Baal. The Isha was hard to your man. Now, but Amen, you said the extra Amen is a tremendous deal. Barusa Kas is coming only by Shemesh Arusa, which they all share the same thing, which when they're designated for him, that they're, but they're not yet married, that they're forbidden to another person. That's from the extra Amen. Next is Master, beginning with the Gemara. El Dekani like Shadusa. We're talking about what the warning was when she was engaged. Mashka like Shinesua, and they gave her the drink when she was married. With Hashta Leim Matin Matachas Ishech. Now, we're not excluding it from Tachas Ishech, from that here, although he wasn't married at the time of the snus, because Kim Nahashta Bishashkohi Tachas Bala, because now at least at the time they're drinking, she is Tachas Bala because they're married. So therefore that would qualify. Even though really the simple translation would sound like that it had to be the snus Tachas Ishech. So, no, Nahashkohi Tachas Ishech. That says from the time begins him and all from where do we know? Because the Kram Mashma, the Pasuk says, just tirei kushinazua. The seclusion is when they're married. Because the Tama tachzishiksim. Because the Tama is tachzishik, not just dashko. Peshama says what you can say is the chaycha the marav ish ish kinde eris and resha rusa. Just like the Gemara saying nagvadal marav learns out from ish to tell me that the kinui of erisin, the warning of erisin, is gonna work. That he can make her drink after nisuin, even though the warning was during erison. So, Ochanami nearby theory. So here also, from the ribui, we also learn out that even the seclusion could also be before nisuin, not just the warning. And takasishak will be when you do the hashka, the drinking. Next says master begins with the gemara nika ishma oven, and the man is clean from sin. That's when it checks her, but not when he's not clean from sin. Okay, so the Gemara wants to say that you can't say this case of Saita when she was engaged is that he warned her when she was Arusa, and then she secluded and then got married, and then you give her the drink when she's married. You can't say that because, like we're saying, because then the man wouldn't be clean from sin because it would be forbidden for him to marry her. So it says, why? What's the right? Why can't he explain it that he had relations with her? Got married by mistake. And Nukashabola Loyadala, when he had beer with her, he didn't know yet that she was secluded. And that's obviously considered that he's clean from sin, even though he had beer. Because when the Gemara gives the answer later on that regarding that the way it was done was through Gilgal Shavu, we don't consider it as not being clean from sin if She was mezanim by the engagement, and we're talking about here where he's married. So we see that even though he's married, the fact that he didn't know doesn't make him not menuka ma'oven. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say there's no way of explaining how to make her swear regarding just the erison? Because someone says we can say is the hachal, but here keeping the b'shas hashka. Since at the time of the drinking, yidei shabala b'iser, he knows that he had a beer with a b'iser. And the full bala shagig, then even if at the time of the beer he was in error, l'chashim l'kumam, that's not considered clean from sin, because he knows that the shka, that it's not going to work. But through Gilgal, so he doesn't know that the b'shas tashka. He doesn't know anything about any nos of erison. He's just making her drink regarding something that was now. Oh, so that would be considered menukum oven from that which was before this one, but it was even though it was after the one of erison. Next test master to begin with the gemara, the kabasaga b'shemet l'siyab mechulu, that the equivalent is that just like by the Erison, so too is by Shemeres Yava, which must be talking about the same idea that when he had be with her in that situation, which regarding Yavam was in her father-in-law's household. Now, Pesach Kodesh Rashi explained the Lishnachrin in the second version, the Mukil HaHachir, that explains like this. What the Gemara is trying to address is that you shouldn't ask, let's say, wait a second, Shemeres Yavam, She's someone who could drink the May Saita. but the Mishnah teaches that Lutzah Shemel Zem doesn't drink. And they were answering that we're talking about where, yeah, he had be with her, and then she's not like a Shemel Zem anymore. But regarding the fact, the problem about that the laying of the that you need to have the laying of the husband before the boil, that the Gemara wasn't asking how you're going to work that out by the Arusa and the Shemeres Yavim, because the Masha Kod Meshchibis a mess, because this that the Yavim, his dead brother, had already had lain with her, Keshchibis Baal, that's already considered like as if the Baal was before the Baal, which was when she was the Shemeres Yavim. But since Taisav Eloshin the Kabasol and Mashmach, the wording Kabasol, which are comparing that the Shemeres Yavim and Arusa, doesn't sound like this, because the Masha was sounding like the Ma'isa had Tamshon Mamid and Arusa Baal, Arusa Baal, just like the same reason why we explain why Barus has to be. That he already had be with her in Beis Aviyah, the Hainu, Mitam to be in Shadak Mishkibis Baal, because you need to have that the Baal was before the Baal, which when they were engaged is that they didn't, but you have to have, so therefore he's saying that they already had Bia. So Yeshlon Hamad Shemez Yavim Beis Chameh, that's the same reason, sound like we're doing Shemez Yavim Beis Chameh, which is because of the Baal before the Baal, but according to Rashi, that's not what the Gemara is coming to say. It's coming to address a different question. But moreover, says Taisus, is the Beresh Perkarusan, beginning in Perkarusan and Siddach of Dalma Beis, come ahead, the Gemara says explicitly, when it says this teaching, the Kabbalah Shemeres Yavim Mechula, that the equivalent is by Shemeres Yavim Mechula, etc. Of course, that's going the question. The Kabbalah Shemeres is a Baal HaBayil. That it's going this question to address that that you have to have the laying of the husband before the Baal. So the Kama, the Gemara says, time the Chsibi Hanikroi, because it says these Pesukim Halav Achim. But if not, I mean, I would have thought to say Arusa Shaisa, that the one who's engaged drinks. Says the Gemara, but Bokiyasa Bechulu, the Gemara says, etc. And it says, Balaisha Kav Meshchibis Boil Baal. And you can't have that the Boil was laying before the Baal. And the Gemara says that Amar Rambam Chama, Meshkachas La, you could have an Arusa that drinks, Kagancha Baal La, Oros Bebeis Abia. And with the Kavos Agav Shemeres Yavim Bechulu. So you see, now like Rashi, that we see that Rashi says that you don't need to have Shkibis Baal HaBayil. You see, it's not true. So the Gemara is explicitly comparing the halacha of Bias Baal HaBayil, that the same thing is for the halacha of Shmeres Yavim. So Vener Lariz are appears to the Rekapirish Rishon Shibu Kuntras, like the first interpretation of Rashi. That Mitam Shetiktim Shkibis Baal Kama, that what we're coming to explain over here is just like by Rusa, that you need the laying of the Baal before the Baal. That's just in the Kabasob B'Shmeres Yavim. That's in the equivalent is by the Shmeres Yavim. Shabbalah Yavim Beis Chamah, that Yavim had relations with her in Beis Chamah, which is still Shemeres Yavim, because the Rabbi Yishya Smesnitin, our mission is like Rabbi Yishya, the law is Satisi Shemeres Yavim Mekanusam, that she says that I didn't stray with Shemeres Yavim and Kanusa till the day, because according to him Shemeres Yavim was Mishtihi, according to him, yeah, Shemeres Yavim is someone that could drink. The Olaf Hasim, the Gemara teacher, with different ish, which includes Shemeres Yavim that drinks. We don't have to explain that when the Yavim had be with her, so why do we do it? Because the Lik Mishkim is a Baal. Because you have to have the bowel before the bile. And the reason is why it's like Rabbi Yishai is because the Rabbi Yonis in the Polygalah Hasmer disagrees with any Hodesh Shmuel Zip does not drink. So therefore, you have to explain that when we're saying that he had Beves Chameha, can't say that because according to Yonison, there's no way that Shemes Yavim drinks. I feel a bala Yavim Beves Chameha, Lo Shasir, she wouldn't drink. Because I'm reading the Hasmer, like the Gemara says over there. That what would I thought to say that if the August is Beves Chameha that she drinks, that's only if not for the Pasuk of Yonison. But after that, we exclude from the Psukim Shemes Yavim does not drink. So that Allah said even if bala Beves Chameha. Omuki Kaba say, Hahi, Narus of Shemes Yavim, Lo Shasir Vachulu. Which that's like the one who holds that they don't drink. Then it's what I'm going to say. So we're showing you that there's a machlekes in Mishnayis if the Shemer Zeb Meshoyis or not. If that's the case, then my parchalas was Gemara previously asked that El Dikinula Umashkelo Ksharusi is saying, okay, he warned her and he gave her a drink when she's engaged. Aye, but now we learn the Mishnah Rus of Shemer Zeb Mechulu that they don't drink. What type of question is this? Why don't you say this? The machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yonasan. You can say the lepigul reishvins and elder shemeres yavam, and of the barusa like among the polics. That would only be half the case. But the other case of barusa, there's no one that disagrees, and therefore you can't answer that one's revision, one's reishvinsin, and therefore you have to say the tzitzit gemara gives that why it's not difficult the case of barusa on arusa, even though for shemeres yavam you could say it's machlokes, reishvin and reishvinsin.